This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kuma Manana.
The Hugh Douglas anthem.
Say no worries. I don't know that for the rest of your days.
Yeah. Kuma Matata. It's all worry free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem free philosophy, Hugh.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kuna Matata Douglas over here says it's all right. All the money's on the offensive side.
It is.
Defense.
It's going to pan out. It's going to work out in the wash.
I hope you're right.
Well,
that singing doesn't make me feel better or anything. Okay, so here's where I'm at on this. I think the scales have tipped too far. The Eagles have poured a lot of money to the offensive side, and it feels like now we're seeing the other side of that, which is we're letting good defensive players go, and part of it is money. And I wish it was tipped the scale a little bit back. Like, I'm not trying to say they should pour all the money in defense. Hugh, I recognize it's more of an offensive league, and that's where the guys get paid. I know. I see what you've been trying to say for a while. I just wonder if the scales have tipped too far. If we're all the money's on the offense, and right now we got very little on the defense side. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. By the way, we do have a $100 gift card to Sunoco. We have the Hughes Clues today. We're still waiting for a winner on that. And what I hear is about an hour from now, Hugh is preparing to throw a challenge flag on one of our colleagues here at WIP.
Yes.
All right, so stay tuned for that. We haven't had a challenge flag thrown in a while. He was going to throw a challenge flag on another WIP host. I can't wait for that. Yep, we got the whistles and everything. All right, can we hear from Marcus Spears here? He does seem to be worried, but not because of the person in charge of making these picks here.
Yeah, I would be in a state of panic if I didn't trust Howie Roseman as much as I do. And I think he's built that over the past few years. We've seen him be ahead in this situation. We had a head scratcher when he drafted Jalen Hurts. Look how this has turned out. You talk about the young defensive line. Howie Roseman also knows with the departure of Milton Williams and the departure of Josh Sweat, he's going to have the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL in a year or so, in a year or two, when it comes time to pay Jalen. So Jalen Carter. So there's a lot of things that I think he's actually getting ahead of. You think about this young defense, a lot of guys perform at a very high level. Jordan Davis was an important piece to what they did. Hopefully he can come in for Milton Williams and have a similar impact. But I look at this team, I think about Howie Roseman's history, I think about how he's been ahead of the curve. He's had to pay some guys. You got to rob Peter to pay Paul. He seemed to be able to pay Paul in all of these situations. So I trust what they've done. Yeah, there are some names on that list that would concern me about any other franchise. Different tone from San Francisco to Philadelphia Eagles. And I think it has everything to do with what we've seen from Howie Roseman and the decisions he's made over the past few years.
Yeah, I mean, look, big picture, I do trust Howie, and they're going to be fine as an organization. But that was interesting the way he framed it, the rob from Peter to pay Paul. We're robbing from the defense to pay the offense. I mean, that's the where the money
and
is right now.
You said it's worked out for them. I feel like they've identified what is better or what's beneficial for their quarterback. And they are leaning into that.
So I agree with you on that. But you know how this would make more sense to me? Hugh, if they just had the number one offense in the league and they had a pretty good defense and the offense drove the way, then I could say, all right, just recycle these guys on defense. They weren't that good anyway. The offense drove the train. What's scrambling my brain is the best part of the team we're letting go, or a lot, you know, letting go a lot of them. And we're keeping the part of the team that most fans were frustrated with the whole year.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pleasant surprise. Lightning in a bottle. I can't say that enough. It was one of those things where going into the season, the plan was to have the offense lead the way. Didn't happen that way. Didn't happen that way from the beginning of the game. You can look at the first game and see that. They came out firing on all cylinders. They're trying to throw the ball all over the place. Didn't work. Defense was put in a bind from the beginning, and they showed up and they showed out, and everybody was like, wow, wait a minute. This defense, they came to play. And, you know, you're looking at it like, well, how many times are they going to be able to do that? How many times are they going to stop on the goal line?
And then they got better and better.
And then they got better and better. They had that one hiccup in Tampa. And then after that,
they were great.
They took off.
You're right. So what's striking to me, though, is we are basically saying one of two things has to be true. The offense has to be better than it was last year because they're running that back and paying a lot of money. Or we need lightning in a bottle again. Lightning typically doesn't strike twice. So
there it is.
So which one am I going to get next year?
You know
I need
what?
A better offense from the same guys, or I need the defense to give me lightning again.
You know what? I think happening as I think back on the season, because I think about that Tampa game when they looked lost, and they tried to play at a coverage that really played soft coverage against Tampa Bay, and they got cooked. I think that at that point, Coach Fangio had a better, and then Cooper DeJean wasn't out there anyway. And it, out there either. I mean, that's a big factor.
Yeah, Maddox was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
Palling around with Mike Evans.
Oh, that's
Fortnite.
The worst.
When they got him back, it allowed Coach Fangio to play in a way where he could sit back in coverage. Mm. And everybody figured out their role. See, that's the thing that we tend to forget. When Cooper DeJean got healthy, that's when this team really took off.
That's true.
I mean, and he's here. And like I've been trying to say, that you have your core guys here. You have the guys, the difference makers here. You have the guys at every level here. They're here. And I think as long as you have those guys, you've identified those guys. That slot, that's why when I say Cooper in the slot, that's big. I would rather keep him in the slot. But if I have to slide him out to corner, so be it. But I think his strength is that big body, that his ability to run and his ability to tackle in that slot position.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, and he was excellent last year. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio?
Chuck.
Yo,
you...
What's up, man?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
Hey, he was hyping that thing up yesterday. You trying to get out of there, man. You and McGurk's was getting on your nerves, wasn't it?
Oh, no. They do a lot of yelling. We yell, but it's different. It's a little.
No one yells on the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different.
Yeah, I hear you. He wanted to go home and get some of them gummies, man. He's like, I'm getting out of here.
Not during the week, dog. We don't partake during the week. On the weekend now?
Yeah, we're close to the weekend.
On this flight to, on this flight to Florida.
You going to be good?
On that thing, sleep. Sleep.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, Howie Roseman, to me right now, is like a person that has lost some money, but they have very good credit. They're able to still do the things that they want to do going forward because they're utilizing their credit now to the money recruits. I get what he's doing. He's identified himself as being a good drafter now. And that's how you build franchises for years to come. You build the best franchises, draft well. And that's what he's doing right now. You know what I mean? I trust him because he can draft now. Before, Howie couldn't draft, so he had to depend on free agency so much. So to more so he's trying to build a team through free agency and not draft properly. Now that he can draft well, the days of getting Nnamdi Asomugha, Byron Maxwell, DeMarco Murray, has been DeMarco Murray, the dream team days, those days are over with. I mean, you know, he's going to sprinkle in some good free agencies, you know, picks, you know, don't get me wrong, but the core of this team is going to be through the draft, I think, going forward with Howie Roseman, the Howie Roseman you got now. And I think we should be comfortable with that because he can draft well now. And that's what I've been waiting for Howie to do, is develop as a drafter. And we're seeing it right before our eyes. He built that defense through the draft for the most part. And the core of that defense is young, they're still here, and he's still going to be able to get those guys signed and draft and replenish more guys that come in to fill in a Milton Williams spot, to fill in a Josh Sweat spot. And we're going to be fine, man. I'm telling you, this guy can draft now, and that's the best thing that could happen to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, it's the biggest change, Chuck, because they've always been good at trades. It's like Howie's had a lot of things he's good at, free agency trades. Like, they'll get stars. But you're right. That's the you look at the last three or four drafts. I mean, these have been home runs. Like, they're getting starters all over. And if that continues, then they're going to be fine. But they need to continue that because they're expensive in a lot of places now on the offense.
Yeah, I mean, look at the great teams that have always been good. I mean, the teams that have been good year in and year out. Baltimore.
Yep.
You know, the teams like that, they draft well. You know what I mean? The Patriots, when Tom Brady was able to draft well. And you sprinkle in some good free agencies like a Randy Moss, you know what I mean, to go and be like, you know what, I can pinpoint him right here and go from there. But, I mean, I love where we're at right now. We got a Super Bowl ring under our belt, and we have a GM now that has identified the ability to draft well and knows what it takes to build a franchise and a dynasty. And that's how you build a dynasty, not through free agency. Those guys get old. You build it through young players, particularly on defense, but through young players to keep their team young and to keep them replenished. And I like how we're doing right now. So, I mean, I'm on board with it. I trust him, and I think this team is going to be just as good going forward this year as they were last year. Just might be a different way of them winning, but I think you're going to be just as good this year going forward.
Oh, well, I love that. I mean, if they get to 14 wins, I'm cool however you get there. All right, Chuck, what do you got for us for a car for Hughes Clues?
The 5.0 Mustang.
5.0 Mustang, a good guess, but not it, Chuck. All right, we got a couple of, the people need...
He's got these people in a spin cycle.
I know. I mean, we got him on a spin cycle most days.
Yeah.
But you've got the people in a spin cycle today. All right, let's go to Larry, who doesn't believe we have a cap situation. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Larry. What's up?
Hey, so what's up? We don't have a cap issue. What we have is a surplus of excellent players. And unfortunately, in the salary cap league, the reality is you can't keep everybody, and especially rotational solid starter players when you have elite players that you have to pay. So, you know, we're going to not pay Landon Dickerson, the best guard in football, so that you can overpay Milton Williams $26 million a year? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, if you want to have a balance, I'm not saying that particular one. Larry, I would have re-signed Landon. But in general, yeah, teams make these decisions all the time. The Kansas City Chiefs had Tyreek Hill, who will one day be in Canton, and they said, we're not paying him because we're going to pay defensive players. Like, teams do this all the time.
No, I agree, but the thing is we have a number of elite players that, you know, we just have to pay.
You don't have to do anything. The Bengals are making a mistake right now. They're going to pay two receivers $35 million a year, and they're going to let go a guy that has 17 and a half sacks. I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl that way. Like, just because you think you have to do it doesn't mean you do. I mean, Larry, one more thing, because you made a point, and I thought it was interesting. They don't have a cap issue. They have too many good players, and they've paid them. Larry, I could go out and get another car today, and then I tell my wife we don't have money issue, but I didn't need that car.
Right, but we do need Landon Dickerson. We do need Jordan Mailata.
No, they don't. But they don't. Like, in general, individually, I'm with you. They don't need to pay every offensive player big money. They don't. I mean, they're choosing to, and they're not going to pay defense. That's a strategy. But there's no rules here.
And so far, how has that strategy worked out the past 3 years? We've been to two Super Bowls, and we won one of them.
But so far, that strategy is working well. But what's interesting is it working? Like, this past year, did it work because the offense was great, or did it work because, as Hughes said, they caught lightning in a bottle on defense?
It worked because the team was great. Now, we didn't have as much financially put into the defense because our star players are still on the rookie contract. That's going to change in a few years when you're paying Jalen Carter $35 million a year, when you're paying Kumon Mitchell $25 million a year. So in like 3 years, it's going to be flipped.
But it's already changed. It's changing before we realize it. Like, they chose not to pay Sweat and Williams because of exactly what you said. Like, they're looking down the line, and they're realizing we can't do this, which I understand the financials, but that means the team is likely worse now.
I mean, but that every team has to do that. And the thing is, we're not letting go of we're not choosing to pay Milton Williams, who I think was a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
But we have Jalen Carter, who's going to be making like $35 million a year in 2 years. That's who you have to pay.
I understand.
What I would say too is, like, look back at the early 2000 Patriots. On an annual basis. Almost annual basis, they were losing a multi-time Pro Bowl player almost every single year. We're not talking about losing multi-guy, multi-time Pro Bowlers. We're talking about losing guys that are solid starters.
I know. They also had the greatest coach of all time to scheme around that stuff. Yeah, I mean, I understand. This is partially a product of all the good offensive players they found, right? The A.J. trade, the Jalen draft. Like, I understand your point. Like, I don't know if they decided this was a strategy or like, we happen to draft all these good offensive players. Now we got to keep them.
If you want to keep them, you got to pay them.
Right, but sometimes
I'd rather pay the elite all-pro guard and elite all-pro tackle than pay the good defensive tackle who's making now more than all those guys. I mean, I love Milton Williams. I mean, he's a very good player. Do I think he's the third best defensive tackle in the league as he's now being paid?
No,
I do not.
I'd
rather not pay him that. So we can pay our other guys who are actually the top in their position what their rightful salary is.
Larry, I get it, and everything you said makes sense. Then they got to be better than the seventh best offense during the regular season. Like, to make this work.
Sure, I agree with that.
Yeah, and then that's where we're headed. All right, Larry, what do you got for us for a guess?
I'm not sure I fully even understand the clue, so I would say the station wagon with the wood thing on the side. That's a classic car.
Don't be trying to take no. Don't be sneak this.
No,
Larry.
That's a good guess.
Don't act like you don't understand what I said, Larry.
These answers are a bad reflection on your clue.
Yes. No, it's not.
They are.
It's like the teacher. Teacher's at fault.
You know what's funny? There's a lot of people. I ain't gonna say no names, but they've already hit me up with the correct answer because they get me.
Oh boy!
They get I'm coming from. They understand we're on the same wavelength.
Poor Hugh Douglas just misunderstood.
I can't help it if Larry is not on the same wavelength and he's only bright enough to take shots at me talking about he didn't understand what I was saying.
I think Larry is bright.
You hurt my feelings, Larry.
Larry
disagreed
with me and I actually like this point.
You know what they say?
No, that's why you like Larry, because he agreed with you.
No, he disagreed with me.
He tried to hurt my feelings.
No, hold on. He disagreed with me the whole time, but I thought he made good points.
He ain't make no good points.
You know what they say about that?
He agreed with you.
You know what they say is a sign of people who understand a subject a lot is they can explain it to somebody who has no idea and in a way that they can understand.
Yeah.
If you can teach it to somebody
and
get them to learn,
because people
you're not
get
getting
me.
Through to these
they,
people, Hugh.
That I am relatable.
It's 12:15 and no one's guessed your clues.
Because they're not thinking. Because I said it. Y'all ain't that bright. Y'all can't be. I love you to death, but y'all ain't thinking.
It's always about everybody else.
It
not
is.
Not about you.
These are not
the
hard clues.
You know that song, The Man in the Mirror?
Looking at the man in the mirror.
You better look.
These are not hard.
Okay. I actually think I thought the last clue was a good one. That first clue, pretty vague. I mean,
it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I know it is.
Like, come on, the first clue was supposed to be vague. We got 4 hours.
You just called all of our audience stupid.
I'm not, and plus, when I did give out super good clues, they killed them in the first hour, then we kind of killed what we were trying to do.
Hugh's in a spin cycle here. That's the reality. All right, let's get to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up, pal?
It's a fired up Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, man. I can't remember the last. I think the last time I got hung up on was I told my wife to stop spending money at Amazon.
Oh, that's not going to work. I mean,
Kyle is fired up today, man. And hey, I just want Joe and Kyle. I want you to know that I love you like a fat kid loves Brussels sprouts. You know, I just want to let you guys know that.
That one stuck. That hit. You know what? Shut up. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. What do you got for us today, Aaron?
All right. So I'm just going to spit the facts, and it's simple facts.
Okay.
Let's look at our free agents. Okay, that we lost. How do we come across Milton Williams?
Drafting him.
Third round pick. Yep.
How do we come across Josh Sweat?
Fourth round pick.
How do we get Isaiah Rogers?
They signed him away from the Colts after the whole suspension thing.
Yeah, he got in trouble.
How do we get Darius Slay?
Third and fifth round pick trade.
How do we get CJ?
They signed him.
He came from New Orleans.
Originally, they traded him for a fifth round pick.
Yep.
Listen, Joe and Kyle, you guys are looking at it like Howie has got plan A and plan B. But Hugh and the reasonable people out there are looking at it like Howie's got plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, plan F. You know, this guy has got a plan. He's accumulating mid-round picks. He's not going to pick up anybody big in free agency because they're going to lose a mid-round pick. And he's going to turn around and use those picks. And come September, we're all going to be jumping for joy and everything like that.
So, Aaron, I think you bring up some good points there. But we could be fair. Milton Williams – didn't become the Milton Williams that just got this kind of money in year one when he was drafted in the third
round.
They developed him, but if the goal is to win the Super Bowl next year, the Milton Williams of his rookie year doesn't help you win the Super Bowl. That guy didn't help them do anything. He played 12% of the snaps as a rookie. So, they might find a Milton Williams 2.0, and that guy might help them win the Super Bowl in 2028.
No, he can help them win it this year.
But the specific example of Milton, he didn't emerge for his first few years. Josh Sweat didn't emerge for his first few years.
What would you say Milton's biggest asset was for this team this year?
Pass rush.
You can find a pass rusher to give you what Milton gave you in probably a smaller sampling size.
They may already have. Yesterday, Ross told us Ojomo looks like he might take that place, and then maybe the draft pick replaces Ojomo. I get it, Aaron. My point is they've spent a lot of their money on the offensive side, and they're going to play a roulette game on defense trying to replace guys, and that to me is I think they've tipped the scales too much.
This whole narrative of, you know, they can't keep doing what they've been doing. Listen, look at our team. Hurts, Mailata, Johnson, Smith, Goddard, Carter, Davis, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, N'Kobe Dean. They've done it for years. You can't say that they're just getting lucky. They have a plan on what they're going to do, and they're going to go through with it. Q, I got a question for you.
What you got?
Take a step outside of Eagle fandom, right? If you're an NFL team, how many NFL teams are gonna say, if you tell them, hey, you're going to have a core of Smith, Hunt, Carter, Davis, Dean, Vaughn, Cooper, DeJean, Reed Blankenship, and Quinyon Mitchell, how many other NFL teams would jump on that opportunity in about 3 seconds?
Damn near all of them, I would think.
Yeah. You know, this is the day and age that we live in terms of football. It's the game within the game. And guess what? In 3 years, we're going to be talking about the same topic, except it's going to be dealing with the defense and why we're spending all the money on the defense.
Well, maybe. I mean, or maybe they let some of these guys go because they keep paying the offense. I mean, Aaron, at some point, can we all come to this realization? Something's going to have to give here. So let's just play it out for a second. Let's say Quinyon, Cooper, Nolan, and Jalen Carter all keep playing like they have. You think they're going to pay all four?
Can't.
They can if they get rid of some offensive players. Like, something's going to have to give. We're going to have to move on from a defensive player we love, young one, or we're going to have to get rid of – like, this is all – like, there's only so many spots they could pay.
But see, here's the beauty of that. If say, for instance, what are we talking about? You talking about 2-3 years from now?
Well, at the end of next season, Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith are up.
So,
and then the year
years.
After that, Quinyon and Cooper.
So what if I told you in that time span, if we went to two more Super Bowls, would you be happy with that?
Sure, but I'm just talking about like how they do this. The results are the results. But like eventually, we're all like, oh, they're paying the offense, then that's cool. So do we do that forever, or do we switch it back?
Here's the reality. And Aaron, you made a great point, but I want to jump in. Here's the reality of what we're doing. And how the NFL works is that you have a window to win games, to be in a Super Bowl window.
Yeah, and they're in that.
You try to get as many of those as you can because the hard reset coming regardless. Like you say, rob Peter to pay Paul. Peter going to get his bread back at some point.
Mm.
Peter going to get his bread. It's whether you give it to him now or you're going to give it to him later.
Yeah, Eric,
so you try to get as much as you can now. Until that hard reset comes.
Kyle, here's my question. Because, you know, people decided this week Milton's not that good and Sweat's not that good.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If 2 years from now, people are like, are we going to turn on Quinyon and Cooper because we can't pay them?
Oh, well, for sure. Yeah, they're just not that good.
That's how y'all hear it. What I heard Aaron say.
That is what they say.
Well, no. Those some people that do that, they're coping.
Mm-hmm.
But what I heard Aaron say, and the biggest point of his call was that he talked about how they were groomed, how they were mentored into being these players. You know, third round pick, fourth round pick, guys like that. Like, they grew into that position. And the Eagles were like, we're not going to pay them. They got that money somewhere else.
So I understand that. I get why you let guys go. Teams do this every single year in the NFL. But if they were getting rid of them because they thought they were on the back end or they were about to fall off, and maybe that's Sweat. Sweat's played a long time, and he had an injury in college. I don't think Milton's gone because they didn't think he had upside. I think he's gone because they can't pay him.
Yeah.
They didn't think the juice was worth the squeeze.
Yeah. But I'm thinking about it in terms of next season, and will the Eagles be able to get back, right? Because we're talking about Robin, Peter to pay Paul. So Paul's the offense. Peter's the defense. Peter right now is being robbed. Like, that's the reality of the situation
robbed
currently.
Robbed blind.
Right. So, like, I mean, this
y'all
is
crazy.
And, well, it, but it's true. Like, if that's the analogy that we're using,
yeah, we lost,
which I
starters.
Think is very apt, then somebody's being robbed here. So, like, you know, if we want to use that, then the reality is the defense is suffering. Peter is suffering.
Defense isn't suffering.
Oh, come on. They're worse today than they were the other day. I mean, they are.
I don't believe that to be true.
I mean,
how many?
I need the Fransky. I mean, come on.
No.
I mean,
no,
come
seriously.
On.
No.
Okay. Going into.
I don't know how we can spin this.
I'm not spinning it. I'm trying to tell you that the defense this year was a godsend. They played well. It was. I bet you it was a surprise to everybody. Let me tell you what happened with this team. They went into this. The offense was supposed to lead the way. That's what they put their eggs in that basket. It didn't happen that way. They took a pivot. Saquon Barkley was much better than they anticipated him to be. And the offensive line went in there and said, hey, let's lean into our strengths. And once they leaned into that, took a lot of pressure off the quarterback, because that's what we're talking about. It took a lot of pressure off of Jalen. And it allowed him time to do whatever it is he needed to do. He didn't look that great at times during the season.
So you think we're going to be the number one defense again next year?
Listen to what I'm saying. No, I don't.
Well, then they're not as good as they were.
But you don't have to be as good as you were. You could be good enough to make it to the Super Bowl.
No, right.
Ask me
but,
that question. Do I think they're good enough to make it to the Super Bowl?
But that was my point. Like, defense isn't as good as it was a few days ago. It's true.
And you know what? It ain't got to be get to the Super Bowl.
But at least you admit that it's not as good.
It doesn't have to be. I've admitted that from the first day we started.
You said it was just as good.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop in on the phone lines. Your phone calls and all this. Have we tipped the scales too far, paying the offense and leaving very little money for the defense? I think so. Hugh's fine with where the scales are right now. Of course he is. I mean, it's been his thing for a long time. All right, coming up, we will, along with your phone calls, do a Clearwater check-in. Interesting article from Matt Gelb on how the Phillies and Trey Turner view his future as the shortstop of this team. A lot of industry quotes in there, plus your calls coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This week, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is bringing you a Dog of the Day Profit Boost token. One of the best parts of the tourney is when an underdog takes down a powerhouse. So right now, those upsets could get even better, because if your underdog bet wins, you'll land even more winnings with a profit boost. I like upsets in the ACC, the Big East, Big Ten, to cut down the nets for a Big Ten championship. If this is your chance to ride with those teams this week, if you've been waiting to join FanDuel, there's no better time. The app is easy to use. When you win, you get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your Dog of the Day with a prop boost, because after all, anything can happen in March. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. Have the Eagles poured too much of their resources, their money, their cap space into the offense? It certainly feels like that a lot of the decisions the last couple of days are because of the reality of that. They're spending a lot on the offense, not as much right now or even close to it on the defense. Where do you come down on that? And we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. Hugh, you know what it's time for. Give that third clue away.
The third clue.
Yeah, what do you got for everybody today?
This car was featured in a box office runner-up to Star Wars.
Okay, so the run through all three clues.
Famous car.
Famous car is one.
Driven by an iconic 70s actor.
Okay, that's the second one. The third one?
Featured in the box office runner-up to Star Wars.
All right. Well, now you know what? Now I feel like you've provided people.
I provided them with it. I ain't about to even get mad about this. I ain't going to give it away.
Okay.
But once somebody guesses it, I'm going to chastise everybody.
Keeping everyone in line. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to a Clearwater check. An interesting article this morning about the Phillies and Trey Turner, his future. It's shortstop, what the Phillies once thought, what they think. Now, what Trey thinks of the critics. I wonder who he's talking about. Jewel is in Columbus, New Jersey. What's up, Jewel?
Yo, hey, hi, how you doing?
Good, Jewel.
What's going on, man?
Hey, good. Hugh, I don't know how you work with Joe. Joe, you're
a
moron.
What do you mean?
He's a moron. Joe is just a moron.
Joe is not a moron. Come on, Joe. He's not a moron.
How are you going to pay Williams $104 million, Sweat $76 million, and then sign Carter in a year or two. Like, you can't.
Well, they can't now because of the decisions they've made prior, Jewel. I get the math, but why are they in this situation? Because they've poured all the money to the offense.
And really, they help the locker room. They give Saquon the extension.
That helps?
And he's tremendous in the locker room. Mm. And they get rid of Slay and CJ, who were horrible in the locker room.
But does that make the team? But does that make the team on the field better?
It makes the team on the field better if it's better in the locker room. Mm. Earlier in the last year, you were complaining about they were horrible in the locker room. That there was
That's all he does, Jewel, is complain.
Year. That's why they lost all those games in a row. It was
But they won. They just won with these guys that they got rid of, Jewel. Am I right?
Yeah, they won with them. Oh. But they're trouble. And you heard it. When they got rid of them, they started.
They were such trouble.
That,
they were such Jewel. They were such trouble, Jewel. That they had the best defense in the history. What would I have done different?
Would you have signed Williams for $104 million?
No, I wouldn't have paid as much to the offense as they have, and I would have saved money for eventually paying more guys on defense, Jewel.
So you wouldn't have done anything different with signing people for the defense right now.
Well, they're stuck now. Don't you see the point? They're stuck now.
No, they're not stuck now.
They're not stuck? Do you think hold on a second. Do you think if they had cap room, they would have let Milton Williams, a 26-year-old, walk away?
Yeah.
Not a shot. Not a shot. Not a shot.
$104 million.
Not a shot.
He doesn't even play all the plays.
Well, nobody does, Jewel.
What do you mean nobody does?
How many defensive players? This has been Hugh's point for 2 years.
Just Jalen Carter.
How many defensive players
play? Yeah, and he doesn't play every snap, but he plays the majority.
And then you're saying that the rookies don't make an impact.
Well,
about Mitchell? What about the G?
Yeah, Joe.
They made an impact.
Remember those guys?
What about Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean? What did Jordan Davis?
You young guys on the radio just want to stir the pot.
You're stirring the pot.
More money.
Jewel, are they a better football team today than they were Monday?
What's that?
Are they a better or worse football team than they were a few days ago? Jewel, you know the answer.
A little bit worse, but you got to remember, free agency basically started on Monday.
I didn't know that. Hold on. Is the next thing you're going to tell me? They still have the draft and they still have training camp. Jewel, I know this already.
You're just looking for things to complain about.
That's right.
They lost half the defense of the greatest defense in Eagles history.
Stand up. I'm nervous.
Jewel.
It's crazy.
Look out.
Jewel. It's crazy.
No.
Where's Miss Cynthia at?
This is why people...
Anybody come in there and protect it?
Jewel.
He's getting a little scared.
They have lost half of the defense of the greatest defense in franchise history. And it doesn't matter.
The absolute greatest defense in franchise
history. Everything matters, but the draft matters. Everything matters.
Right. So
he's getting picks. He's. You got to give him a chance.
Give him a chance.
Just because it's Thursday and you need something to talk about.
Yep. Slow news week.
It doesn't mean that he's doing a bad job.
No one said it's a bad job.
Eagles would have signed.
Jewel is not a fan of Joe right now.
Jewel, hold on a second.
If the Eagles had cap room,
I'm losing my mind on this. If the Eagles had cap room, the number one player they would have wanted to sign was Milton Williams. If they were another team and had cap room, they would have signed Milton Williams. He's like the ideal free agent for the Eagles, and they let him go. Why? Because they are out of money. Jewel, wake up. They're out of money because they put all the money on the offense.
It's to wake up for me.
If you're okay with that, then just call and say, I'm okay with this. It's going to work out. But to pretend this is not the reason, to pretend these players weren't any good, is the dumbest nonsense I've heard on this station in 5 years.
Jewel, would you like to take a guess for the vehicle?
I need a second. I need a second. The last week, this is the most ridiculous stuff I've heard from callers in 5 years. This is taking me back to the Wentz stuff. This is taking me back to the Gabe Kapler and Joe Girardi nonsense. This is insanity. Milton Williams. Like, you know what my favorite part is?
What's that?
Favorite part of this is that there is an assumption on our callers and listeners this week that every team in the NFL is stupid and we're smart. That Milton Williams didn't just get $100 million as if he's not good. That a team woke up one day and said, you know what? The Eagles, Adam, maybe he's good. Here's $100 million. No, the whole league watched him, Jewel, and they said $100 million. But Jewel in Columbus, New Jersey says it doesn't matter because Jewel knows more than the Patriots and Mike Vrabel. Like, are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Sweat is a hair above average.
You got
He's not even that great.
Did you get it off your chest?
The Super Bowl. He gets 2.5 sacks, and it's a big deal. Like, he...
Some hell of a 2.5 sacks, though, Drew. He did a hell of a job.
Two players. That's what it is. You can't sign those two guys for 180.
Why?
You don't have it?
Why?
Jewel, why?
You're bringing us back to the conversation. Why don't they have the money?
Because they signed other players.
Which players? What side of the ball?
We're workshopping this thing now.
A bomb?
Yeah, besides Bond, where's all the money?
Well, I mean, they have one of the best quarterbacks. Their offensive line is outstanding.
Sure. So the conversation is simply, have they balanced the scales the wrong way? If you think it's the right thing, just say that. But to come on here and pretend Milton Williams isn't any good.
I remember this.
You can't come on here and pretend these aren't good players because you're justifying what they've done.
I didn't say they weren't good players. I'm just saying that I don't think Williams is worth $104 million, and I don't think Sweat's worth $76
million.
Well, then you know more than
Mike Vrabel, Jewel. I mean, you know more. I mean, that's fine.
You just admitted that you wouldn't have signed him.
Because
it's obvious.
What's
you
obvious?
You can't sign those guys no matter who aren't you signing.
Because they put all the money.
Be specific with the offense.
You want me to be specific, Jewel?
Here's you let Lane Johnson go? You let Milata go?
Are you ready? I'm going to answer you. I'm trying here. Jewel, I'm trying. Okay? If a team's going to run the football, I'm going to give you two examples. One, the nonsense that they made the locker room better by spending more money on Saquon is nonsense. They took money that could have been CJGJ's and gave it to Saquon because they don't want to be nice. They didn't need to do that, Jewel. They didn't need to do it.
I don't think it was on the field. CJ's a very good football player.
That's fine. Well, I agree. Well, we found something we agree on.
That's nice of you to say.
We agree on that. But they let him go.
It was. They got rid of him for other reasons.
Okay, maybe. All right, but he's not here anymore, and he was a good football player, okay? I would not have paid Saquon the money. And the other thing that is becoming more apparent to me, we'll see what it becomes this year, if they're going to run the ball this much, they don't need two $25 million a year receivers. They don't need it. If they're going to open the offense up, cool. But if they're going to run the football as much as they did last year, then they're paying too much to that position and nobody on defense. Are you happy now, Jewel, that I explained it?
I don't agree with you. I don't think you could give Saquon the ball as much as you did last year. I think he's another year older. I think AJ is terrific and DeMonte is terrific, and you don't get rid of those guys. I think you're better with those two than Sweat and Williams. You keep Sweat and Williams and get rid of AJ and DeMonte and see how good you are. You're horrible. You have great receivers. One won the Heisman. AJ is terrific.
They're great players, Jewel. I agree with you. They're great players, but it's how you build.
You would get rid of AJ.
It depends on when I'm getting back.
I just disagree. I mean, you have those kind of players. It's a lot easier to get, like Hugh said, it's a lot easier to get production out of a defensive tackle. If you look at Williams' stats, they're not fantastic, and you got fantastic money. I keep the offense the way it is.
Okay, and that's what they're doing. So you agree with their philosophy. All you had to do is call and say, I agree.
Last, they had the worst defense,
And now they go to the best defense.
So
and
what,
they had two rookies starting.
So what happens if they go to the worst? What happens if they go to the worst next year? What happens if they go back?
They're just lucky. You must think they're just lucky because Deshaun and Mitchell are outstanding.
No, I don't think they're lucky. I mean, Hugh's the one that said it's lightning in a bottle. I don't think it's luck.
Well, then we have a good amount of picks. I think we have 3 or 4 fifth round picks. And we have picks in the other round. So
that's right.
I think we're close. I think the one backup could start at tackle, and they need a defensive end. And they got the safety.
All right, I'm out. I'm done. Jewel, we appreciate the phone call.
Wow.
Again, I blame you.
What I do?
You're empowering this.
Jewel, I just want to say this. You didn't get a guess, but you're more than welcome to call back.
He didn't want a guess.
He called me and said, how does you work with this idiot?
At any time you want, Jewel, because we are a show that's all inclusive.
Yeah.
You also said
we don't yell on the show.
It was a
you were dead wrong.
Do you know what I hear?
Wait a minute. Joe had a whole crash out.
You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of this week, the idea, what were they supposed to do? Again, I gave an analogy. Let's do it again.
Today's a gummy day, definitely.
imagine going into someone's home and they don't have a roof. And they say, what am I supposed to do? I'm out of money. And there's 2 brand new cars in the driveway. Don't you look at that person sideways.
Get in the car.
Yeah, I'm going to go sit in the car. That's what I'm hearing. So what were they supposed to do? Well, the discussion today is, did they put too much in the offense?
You think they did?
I very much understand what happened this week. I get it. Did I think they were going to pay Milton that much? Mm-hmm. No, but they're out of money. But, like, we're pretending they're not out of money. We're pretending these guys weren't that good of players. We're pretending the whole league is stupid, and Jewel from Columbus, New Jersey knows the NFL. Like, it's like...
Did you hear him?
He dropped a lot of knowledge. Okay, my bad.
You know what?
My bad, dog.
The best part is, I agree with Joe. I just like egging him on a little.
What I'm gonna do?
I'm an antagonizer.
Is I am gonna put Big V on. I'm turning my mic off, and you guys handle this one. Big V, what's up?
Can't do two of these in a row.
Back to back with it.
Big V.
Oh, I can't take it, baby. I can't take it. Yo, you had an existential meltdown on the radio.
Dog, I didn't even see that coming. I get to see them before they.
Yeah, we need some logic, Big V. You got this.
Actually, I need to say something. I'm partially blaming the morning show for this. We came in here today. It was 77 degrees on the thermostat. I've been sweating for 2 hours. So that was partially
that
on that.
Was?
Yeah, I turned the air on the last break. Go ahead, Big V.
You're blaming it on the weather now. Come on, y'all.
It's a pressure cooker in here. Come on, Big V. I'm melting.
Joe, it's not the weather that's cooking you, brother. It's your topic, man. Come on. Let it go, bro. Listen.
Let it go.
He's about to down that heel.
What do you mean, let it go?
Well, who you talking to? You know, we die on heels over here.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh's been dead on a hill for a year.
We be dying on heels over here.
He thinks he's coming back to life.
Oh, I've been resurrected like Phoenix.
Corpse has been rotting.
The worst thing in the world for me right now is the top that which you had with this dude, man. Come on. Well, listen, I'm not going to attack you, Joe, which I was going to do, but I think you deserve, like, you know, a shot of bourbon and a gummy.
I need a gummy. Hey, got these brownies, dog. They're really good.
Got brownies?
Oh, by the way, Hugh.
Yes.
After your clue, I think I know the car.
What's that?
Pontiac Firebird Trans Am.
Bam!
Big V.
Yeah.
Now, I know you don't get much, but you get a sign.
100%, man.
Tell the people.
The Big V told me he wasn't even going to guess.
Tell the people how you got to that, Big V. Tell them how you got to that.
We sat up there and went through the whole playoffs.
The whole playoffs, Big V. Talk about one car.
A 70s icon driving.
I said a car, the only car that I have been talking about for months. And you know what's sad? The people on the Twitter, they got it. The people, the tweeters people. The tweeters got it. Mm. It ain't that hard, people. You just got to think. People get mad. I give the best clues. I said a car.
I don't know about that.
We've been talking about Eastbound and Down for months.
Yeah, Big V, good job, buddy. You
months.
Hit it. Big V gets the prize, a $100 gift card from Sunoco.
We're in a microwave society.
Yeah, we are.
Nobody wants to think
anymore. That's the problem.
Nobody wants to use their brain.
I couldn't agree more. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, we promised a Clearwater check-in here. Hugh Douglas saw this article this morning. I feel like we the backdrop to some interesting stuff's about to happen with Trey Turner and his future at shortstop in Philadelphia. You ready for this? The headline, Matt Gill wrote it over at The Athletic this morning. Trey Turner hears the talk about his future at shortstop. Can he prove the skeptics wrong?
Yeah, he's not in a bad spot. He's on the clock.
So a couple things stood out to me. One, this from Matt Gill. When the Phillies signed Trey Turner, they thought their internal evaluation said he could stick at shortstop between 5 and 8 more seasons. It's year number 3. So that timeline seems like it's moved up a little bit here. But it seems like Turner knows that everyone's talking about this and he's aware of his defense. So I'm going to read from the article here. So this spring, he's playing a game against skeptics. Quote, 100%, Turner said, if he needs to think this way to prove people wrong. Quote, oh yeah, always, Turner said. That's just a competitor to me. I hate when somebody says you can't do something. I've always been like that. But now at this point in my career, I just want to get better. I don't even care what somebody says about me anymore. Obviously, it's annoying. But if I just play better, they can't say anything right. There was also a part in there where the Phillies did not seriously discuss a position change this winter, multiple team sources told Matt Gill, but there were tougher internal conversations about the future. Hugh, it strikes me, when I see that, it makes me think they're going to have one last shot at shortstop. Like, if this year doesn't go well, they're going to have that discussion next year.
You know what it is? It's this. We like you, Trey, but we didn't make a whole lot of moves in the offseason, and you're the only guy. And I'm ad-libbing because I don't know how it was presented to him. But when you hear, I heard Kyle Schwarber this morning talk about, I'll bat in any place they put my name in the lineup.
Yep.
And then you hear Bryce Harper talk about him and his willingness to do what it takes to win. And then you have Trey, and I'm not picking on Trey, but he's being rigid about his position in a situation where when you're looking at it honestly, everybody's going to have to adapt or die. Like, that's what we're talking about, because you didn't make any moves. We talked about all offseason about how Alec Baum, how when he was out there pouting, they thought they were going to move on from him. They didn't. So you have to be a little bit more pliable in this situation, bottom line. And it doesn't sound like that's the – it sounds like they're about to – if he doesn't play well, they're going to take the decision out of his hands.
Yep. There was also a part of the article – it's a good article if you want to check it out – where it seemed like he didn't love the instruction he was getting at shortstop when he first got here. Like, his way of preparing at shortstop was different than theirs, and now they're on the same page. So the bottom line is – and I don't – I mean, if he, this is what he means by skeptics. He's been poor at shortstop for 2 years here. He needs to be better. Otherwise, he can't play that position anymore. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane – if you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right. We'll get your phone calls up. I will not lose my mind in the last hour the way I did that one, I think. But we'll have some fun last hour of the show. All right. We also have to say goodbye to an Eagle great later in the show. That's going to be sad. And I believe Hugh Douglas is ready to throw a challenge flag on the other
side
against a coworker, a WIP employee. What is happening here? That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of bacon on the grill. I'm going to get to that. But honestly, it's the grill firing up this summer. It's time to take cooking outside, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard and a juicy marinated tenderloin is on the grill and on the flat top. You know what it is, that bacon sizzling. Now, that's the spring that I'm talking about right there. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.